Hunt was determined to find an Australian musical. One of the Trust's best stories is the collaboration of three talented young artists to create Lola Montez and their persuasion of Hunt to produce it. The collaborators were Alan Burke, book, Peter Stannard, music, and Peter Benjamin, lyrics. Burke tells how the idea of a musical about the notorious dancer came about.
The subject of Lola came up a variety of ways. I think Pete was more informed than I, but I had heard a little program on the ABC, a 15-minute Sunday night thing called Quality Street, in which they did a tiny representation of her visit to Ballarat and her speech from the stage denouncing C. Camp, the editor of the Ballarat Times. And we thought it would be a very good idea in that she was an international figure. It was set in Australia, however, and we were determined that it would be, of its nature, an Australian work. But lovely to have a nice international figure as a leading character who might make the work of interest then to other countries.
Peter Benjamin summarises the story.
This woman had been born in Ireland, was married off very young to a British Army officer, shipped off to India. The marriage didn't last very well, and so she came back and launched herself as a Spanish dancer, so-called, and had a spectacular career, more in the bedroom than on the stage. And Lola went to America, where she bigamously married, was eventually going to be tried for that. And she came out to Australia by ship to do a colonial tour. And she was accompanied by a man called Folland, whom we have renamed Sam Vandenberg in the musical, and came to Ballarat. She did about four or five performances, one of which attracted a notice in the local newspaper of the time, Ballarat Times, written by the proprietor and editor, a man called Henry Seacamp, which was scathing. It provoked her reaction, which was to come and hunt him down in the bar of the, quote, United States Hotel, unquote, which is a part of the Victoria Theatre complex, and horsewhipped him. And he started to fight back, and eventually they had to be separated. And this became a notorious incident worldwide. She then left and went back on the ship with Folland to America. He disappeared overboard on the way back and was never heard of or seen again. He had a wife and some children in California, and to Lola's credit, it has emerged later, she had had quite a few presentation pieces of gold and jewellery and so on. And when she got back to California, she sold the jewellery and used the money to give to Mrs. Folland and the children.
Hunt was persuaded. After a three-week season in Melbourne, it went to Sydney and Brisbane. While it made a loss for the Trust, it was the first genuinely Australian musical and has seeped into the Australian consciousness with over 100 amateur productions to this day. The recording of the original soundtrack was the first stereo commercial recording made in Australia, and the hit tune, Be My Saturday Girl, remained in the hit parade for 23 weeks and is said to be the most frequently recorded Australian song in our history.
Be my Saturday girl and the hours will fly in a whirl till a whole sweet day has gone flying and whirling completely away. Be my Saturday girl and the sun is sure to rise early and go down late, for he'll know I've a long time to wait. Each Sunday to Friday will seem to take ages to go. Then it'll be my day and go like a moment or so. Be my Saturday girl and it's all I'll ask of the world till you share my life as my Sunday to Saturday wife.
You sweep the white off my feet quite completely. No one but you would propose to me here in the street.
Street or town or up or down, it's all the same to me. Please, you've got to tell me what your answer is to be.
No, Daniel, let me repeat. Wait and see.
Be my Saturday girl and it's all I'll ask of the world till you share. Sunday to Saturday.